Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just have a bunch of random thoughts, I think, today. Nothing really all of that structured. I know it's usually so structured and I have an agenda and all of that kind of stuff, but I don't really have anything today by way of an agenda. I just have a lot of random thoughts. So the first one that I will go over is I've been listening to this podcast. Well, I listen to this podcast all the time, but just little things they'll say will spark my interest. And they mentioned this thing about potatoes being poisonous. And like I told you guys, this is going to be a random ass show because there's nothing really, as per usual, there's nothing really going on. And I haven't thought of another personal story to fill an episode. So now I'm just going to random thoughts by Adam. But they were talking about potatoes being poisonous. And I've heard that passed around a lot. I've heard that, but I didn't know whether it was an old wives' tale or if it was really true. I've heard people say any green parts of potatoes. And so I was listening in this podcast they were talking about that potatoes are poisonous, but you really can eat them, like it's not a big deal, and there is some poison. And they were going back and forth, well, are they poisonous? I mean, we've been eating them, and it's more about eating them raw. And so I looked it up on Google, and apparently, because, you know, Google knows everything, I found an article, and potatoes, and all of you probably know this already, and I've heard it, but I just want to confirm, for any of you who didn't know this, the green part of potatoes has a chemical in it, and I don't remember the name of the chemical. I should have researched this, but there's a chemical in it, and the purpose of the chemical is really it's a way for them to get rid of insects or at least dissuade. Why can I not think of the words that I want? When you want to repel insects and various critters that might eat them, The main point is to get rid of those. And I'm Googling right now. So it's not chlorophyll. It's a member, a potato is a member of the nightshade family. And if you eat too much of it, you could get headaches. You can have diarrhea, vomiting, paralysis. You can have respiratory problems, and the name of the chemical, I'm looking for it here, it's not chlorophyll. This article is talking about chlorophyll, but it's not chlorophyll. I can't find it. It started with an S. It doesn't matter. There's something in potatoes that does make them poisonous. Now, what I found out is, yes, it's true, but most the newer potato breeds out there have actually been, it's called solanine. Solanine is the chemical. And it said that although it is poisonous to eat the green bits specifically, so when the eyes of the potatoes that have little green, if you're peeling a potato and you see a little green underneath it or anything like that, it is poisonous. But you'd have to eat, nowadays they've really bred certain potato varieties that have a lot less of the solanine. So most of the breeds that you would buy or the varieties that you would buy now have so little of that that you'd have to eat some absurd amount before it would actually harm you. But the other thing that I found out is even when you cook it, so even when you boil the potatoes or you cook them, steam them, however you're going to do your potatoes, it does not get rid of that chemical. So if you leave the green bits, you'll still have this poisonous chemical in the potatoes that you're eating. Even if you make a lovely mashed potato or something like that, you'll still have this toxin or this poison in there. But the article that I read basically said you would have to eat, and I can't find the specific amount, but it seemed like it was a lot of potatoes. Like a grown man would have to eat so many pounds of potatoes, of green, solid green potatoes, in order for it to hurt you. It's more than 4 pounds of deeply green, bitter potatoes to get seriously ill. So, bottom line is, don't worry. Don't worry so much about potatoes. These are the things that I find interesting. I'm randomly listening to a podcast, and I think to myself, oh, yeah, are potatoes really poisonous? And then I look it up. The other thing that came up today, came up in my news feed for whatever reason, is Britney Spears. So Britney Spears has this conservatorship. I know, potatoes to Britney Spears. I'm really just, you know, changing topics. Apparently she has this conservatorship with her father, and she's trying to get her father to stop being the conservator. Because, I don't know, she went crazy or something back in 2008, and when she shaved her head and she hit a paparazzi's car with her umbrella and she did all this weird stuff. And so all of her fans are really upset that she has not been given her freedom yet. So right now she's in a conservatorship, and her father was having complete control of all of her finances, and she can't perform without his permission. She can't spend any money without permission, nothing. She can't really do anything without permission. And it's been turned over to someone else because her father apparently has been in poor health since December of 2019, I believe. But she's trying to get it completely removed, and she's now refusing to perform until her father is removed as conservator. But the family is saying they support her, but I think she must really have some mental issues and she's even said herself that she doesn't want to completely gain full control of her life yet. That she wants to slowly work towards having more ability to decide when she's going to perform, when she's going to release albums, stuff like that. But she definitely does not want her father to be the one making the decisions. And for whatever reason, the judge has denied her request so far. And her father, when he gets better, I don't know what his physical ailments are, but when he gets better, he would still be the conservator. But Britney wants this person that took over from her father, she wants that person to be the conservator. I don't know. I don't know what she's got. I feel like it's bipolar or something like that. I'm not really sure. So let's just take a look at Twitter. We've had a lot of food postings from Scotty Battler. He posted a burger that actually looked good to me, and I responded on Twitter. But yesterday he posted a picture of a meat pie. And Archer, Kathy Bacon said she's not much of a meat eater. I am a meat eater. I really like meat. And I find that I eat a lot more chicken and turkey than I do beef. Except for hamburgers. Like what a burger. What a burger. I don't get chicken when I go there. I get obviously the beef burger, but I eat a lot of chicken, and now I hardly ever buy ground beef. I always buy ground turkey. Even when I'm not on a diet, I tend to buy ground turkey because I can use it for spaghetti sauce, for chili, for gnilling that I made for Mark last week. And so I don't eat as much beef as maybe I used to, other than when I eat a lot of double cheeseburgers, which I saw. But he posted a picture of this meat pie. The only thing I would say, Archer thought it was gross. He just wrote, his Twitter post was, "That looks gross." I get the feeling, though, that Archer is a picky eater, and I don't know why, but I just get this feeling that Archer might be a picky eater. I have no evidence to back that up. I feel like he is. The only thing I would say about this pie in the tweet is it's just meat and pastry shell. I don't even see any gravy. It looks very dry. It's like they cooked steak tips or something and then put them in a pie shell, in a pastry shell. And I don't see anything else. I would like some vegetables, some cream sauce, some gravy, some something in there, and it would be really good. I used to get, I believe it was Swanson's. I may be wrong, but I used to get these. I'm going to call them Swanson's. It might be Swans. I'm not sure. And nowadays it's Marie Callender. I think she does a similar thing. But I would get those really cheap frozen pot pies, and that would be a snack for me. Put it in the oven. You can't do it in the microwave because the pastry is horrible in the microwave. So anyway, I like pot pies. The one he posted, the pastry looks nice and brown and crusty, but it looks very dry. I need some additional ingredients in there. Someone responded, "How dare you, sir? Meat pies are life." It was RT Cruiser. I'm a fan of a meat pie, but it needs some gravy and some vegetables and stuff. It needs some other stuff in there. And Dean Barney was responding to yesterday when I was talking about Jollibee and the Try Guys video where Keith was trying everything from Jollibee. And he said he really likes Jollibee, but the spaghetti is too sweet for him. I like the sweet spaghetti. The thing is, I'm so confused because I tried to take a regular spaghetti recipe. Okay, I'm lying. I tried to take a jar of spaghetti sauce because who has time to make spaghetti sauce? Come on. I tried to take a jar of that Classico spaghetti sauce, the basil. Add some sugar to it until I thought it was sweet enough. Put a little bit of weenies in there and serve that to Mark, and he didn't really enjoy it. And I said, but it's sweet spaghetti, just like the one that you guys serve at your Filipino parties. Apparently it just wasn't cutting. So it's not good enough just to add sugar to spaghetti sauce. I think you have to use banana ketchup or something like that. It's really weird. I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to end it here. We're going to go play Pokemon. I did level up to level 41 yesterday. And I only have 9 more levels before I max out again, but it's going to take a long time. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.